MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 11, 2025. The man accused of a Lynn murder is an illegal immigrant, and a federal judge has ordered Trump to release state funding. Cloudy, low 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:13 a.m. and 10:51 p.m. Elizabeth Della Piana is writing on itemlive.com. In Lynn, 25-year-old Eric German Pena, who has been arrested for the murder of Elias Mavros, has been found to be an illegal immigrant from the Dominican Republic. German Pena was arrested on February 5 and appeared in Lynn District Court for his arraignment on February 6, where he pleaded not guilty for the murder of Mavros and is now being held without bail. Monday, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Boston released a statement that they have lodged an immigration detainer against German Pena. Statehouse reporter Christian Wade writes, a federal judge has ordered the immediate release of billions of dollars in funding to Massachusetts and other states after ruling the Trump administration violated a previous order halting a funding freeze. On Monday, U.S. District Court Judge John J. McConnell, Jr. in Rhode Island ruled that the Trump administration has not fully complied with the temporary restraining order he issued 2 weeks ago that put the brakes on plans for a freeze of funding for federal grants and loans. In the ruling, McConnell agreed with Massachusetts and other states who sued to block Trump's directive that the White House has continued to improperly freeze federal funds and refused to resume disbursement of appropriated federal funds despite his clear and unambiguous order. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
In the Salem News, Buck Anderson reports that in Danvers, months after a violent attack left him shaken with broken ribs and lingering insomnia, Ducky is on the mend. In mid-October, Chris Ducky Anderson, a 44-year-old Danvers resident with special needs, who was well-known around town for his cheerful and friendly demeanor, was viciously attacked by six teenage boys. It's been more than 3 months now, and his mother, Antoinette, says her son no longer suffers from the nightmares that bothered him for weeks after he was assaulted. He is back to normal at work and his relationships with other people. But when he's by himself, she said, he still thinks about it and worries about what happened to him. Ducky is still feeling some discomfort from the broken ribs, but he doesn't seem to be experiencing any other after effects, according to Mom. In his recovery, he started riding his bicycle again, weather permitting, and he's now skiing. And Gail McCarthy is reporting in the Gloucester Times, the newest team member of Gloucester's National Historic Landmark, the fishing schooner Adventure, has a history of her own as a museum professional working to connect community with cultural treasures. Built in 1926, the 122-foot Adventure is one of the last surviving Grand Banks dory fishing schooners. Next year will mark the schooner's centennial. Emily Pierce, who grew up in Connecticut, has been named the new executive director of Schooner Adventure, Inc., and she currently serves as a board member of the New England Museum Association. The community has an opportunity to meet her, hear about the historic vessel and its nonprofit at Schooner Adventure's public annual meeting on Thursday, February 20 at 5:30 p.m. at the Gloucester Stage Company. In sports, in boys hockey from last night, Marblehead beat Gloucester 5-4. The Headers' game-winning goal came with just over 2 minutes remaining in the game from Crew Monaco. Marblehead improves now to 15-2-1. In boys high school basketball, Newburyport improved to 17-1 with a 65-52 win over Linfield. St. Mary's remains unbeaten with a 69-55 win over East Boston. Spartan junior J.J. Martinez earned his 1,000th career point in that game. There's football news coming out of Hamilton Wenham, where former Pingree coach and NFL Super Bowl winner Mike Flynn has been named the new head coach. With all of his experience, knowledge, and success at all levels, Coach Flynn continues to listen and to learn.
Always, you know, good coaches, they don't have pride. They're willing to learn. They're willing to take suggestions. That's how I coach with my staff. But, you know, one of the best things I ever did was I was the head coach at Pingree, had success. It was time to take a breath, and I had an opportunity to coach over at Masco. I knew Pat Sheehan. I know Neil Weidman, who's the offense coordinator. I coached his son for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a lot of those people on the staff, great guys. And it was a great chance to sit back, coach line, and learn. And there are stuff now that I told Pat that I'm going to take and use next job that I have, like right away, no matter what I did in the past, how successful I thought it was or how important I thought it was, I realized, you know what, his way's better, or that could be better for this group. So, you know, you're always learning as a coach. And if you don't, eventually, you know, your message will get stale or things will start to get stale. All the great ones, you know, they change, right? They change with, you know, the personnel that you have, what plays you're going to run. They change with the player mentality, how that's changed. At the high school level, you're dealing with changing parents on a year basis, right? They're a heck of a lot different than when I was a kid, parents, their expectations. So,
yep.
You know, you're always learning as a coach. So to me, I love, you know, going online and reading and watching stuff. I loved coaching last year at Masco and learning something new. So
that's Hamilton Wenham football coach Mike Flynn. Celtics beat the Heat in Miami last night, 103-85. The Seas will host the Spurs tomorrow night. Bruins are off this week. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.